I just hate losing. ask me about the game. Don't ask me about the shoulder. Hate losing.
Jameis Winston, who accepts the 3-game suspension from the NFL today. JT back with you, Fox Sports Radio. Dr. Mike Crivetti joins me from Crivetti Orthopedics, a good friend, and we're connecting again, and we're doing it on radio. And Dr. Crivetti, first, thanks for coming on today, and it was great to see you at all those Golden Knights games. You really got behind this team. What a season.
Always great to see you, JT. Let me tell you something. What a season doesn't even describe what happened in Section 5. Over T-Mobile. It was fantastic.
So you even loved your section. I love this because what I liked about it, and I'm here during the week and when I'm going to games on the weekend, I would meet friends in certain sections. I would meet them at certain concourses. What was it like for you understanding this team, getting behind this as a former athlete, knowing that they needed fans like you to make this work? How rewarding was it with the friends and family in your section?
You know, it's amazing how we all came together, whether it be even before the game, after the game. We ended up having our pregame at Saki Rock and became our stomping ground before the games. But, you know, you look around, you see the same faces. I got to tell you, it's an awful lot of high fives when we score. We got to run up and down those aisles. We got Negrano near us, Johnny Taffer. We got some great humans around us. It takes a long time to get back to your seat after a score at the T-Mobile.
Dr. Crivetti, you got a great reputation here with orthopedics and what you do in this community here. Before we get into the expansion and what's happening, from young athletes to even older gentlemen and women, I just went to the U.S. Open back at Shinnecock with my Uncle Gene, and he couldn't get around on his knee. And I pulled him aside. I said, Uncle Gene, you got to fix this knee for quality of life. And he's a guy in his mid-70s, and then there's kids in their teens and going into their 20s who have injuries from elbows to shoulders, knees. What's it like hearing all these stories in this community and trying to help people out?
Well, you know, I think the community, as you can see, is on fire. I think our sports community is on fire. Whether it be our Little League baseball players or whether it be our new hockey stars out at the arena or any of our weekend warriors. It's fantastic to watch people come in with an injury and fix them. Obviously, not great to watch them come in hurting, but it's so great when they walk out after we give them, whether it be a shoulder surgery, a new ACL, and now they're back playing soccer, or we give them a new knee or a new hip, and now they're skiing, biking, hiking, back to doing all the great things that our community offers. So I got to tell you, JT, these 20 years have been fantastic.
Dr. Crivetti, I want to ask you about the growth of this town. The Raiders are coming here. You're involved with the community. It's growing every day as a sports community. Tell us about your practice, obviously, the other doctors that you work alongside with, and how you're preparing with the technology and the advancements for all this growth, considering how quickly this community is growing.
Yeah, can you imagine? We dumped this office down here 20 years ago in Henderson, right up on Eastern by St. Rose, and now we're becoming kind of the center of something so great, looking at that Raiders stadium coming down the road. We had no choice. The patients are wonderful. All the people we've taken care of, the 20-plus thousand surgeries we've done, well, they've got friends, they've got family. So eventually we had to add some great guys. Our first gentleman we added, Dr. Caleb Pinniger. He trained with Jimmy Andrews, did the Andrews Fellowship. He brings a whole skill level of sports medicine to the town, some things I haven't even seen. It's fantastic to watch him work and take care of all the shoulders and elbows. You've heard of Tommy John surgery, JT.
Yeah.
You know, there's few people on the West Coast that even do it. This guy trained with Andrews, doing sometimes 30 or 40 of them in a rotation. So it was pretty fantastic. Our second guy is Dr. Tomas Kuchera. He's a crazy base jumper that came to work with us. He does pain management, but not traditional pain management. You're not going to get a bunch of pills here, mm-hmm. but he's going to fix you, whether it be an injection, whether it be therapy, whether it be some other type of treatment. We're going to find ways to fix you.
Dr. Pinniger, tell us a little bit about what you actually do here, especially with these type of injuries. How old is the typical patient coming in here, and what about the recovery overall? Because a lot of people are concerned about having a big surgery to an elbow or a shoulder, worried about the recovery. You have such a great reputation there at Crivetti Orthopedics. What's that process like?
It's of course, going to be tailored to every person that comes in, whether we're talking about a 12-year-old whose elbow's sore after a pitching series, or if you're talking about the 25-year-old who's playing soccer on the weekend and comes in with a torn ACL. Each of these injuries can be devastating, and the surgery is combined with a very extensive course of physical therapy. And, you know, of course, we're walking you through the whole process step by step, and we've got a great team that's there every step of the way. These elbows can be real challenging, and in a young pitcher who gets a Tommy John surgery, you know, we're looking at a year to get these guys back. Of course, we're trying everything we can to spread the word on prevention, because we would love to see these guys not have to go through that. But if it comes to it, if they've got their elbow torn up, and if we find out what's going wrong, we're anxious to help them on their pathway to recovery, and we'll get them back there.
Dr. Cachero, what's it been like for you, especially with pain management, when there are parents listening and they're bringing in youngsters for a surgery, or up there in their 40s, 50s like myself who want to make this decision, and they're worried about balancing and worried about the medication on the end?
I think what I bring to the practice is we responsibly practice pain medication. And pain medication in the operative sense has definitely its importance and its balance. And I've brought in, and we're trying to also do things here at Credit Orthopedics like non-opioid procedures like Iovera, which is a procedure where you freeze the nerves prior to total knee replacements. There's different nerve blocks that you can do to augment control so you don't only rely on opioids. We've kind of gotten in America to the one-shot, you know, quick fix with opioids, but then we've gotten to the same problem. There are other medications out there that are non-narcotics, and we provide all these modalities here at Credit Orthopedics.
Dr. Gavetti, as we wrap it up, I'm watching the World Cup. You're a former quarterback. You're an athlete, and I know you're watching this. Incredible to see the pace of play of these soccer players at this level, the burst of speed, but the tackling and the potential for these ankles and knee injuries. And Vegas is a big, big soccer town. How often are you dealing with soccer players? And talk about a couple of examples how you got great soccer players back on the field again.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. You would think the number one place we see ACL injuries is in our football players. They get tackled from the side and they tear up their ACL. Most of these injuries are non-contact. Well, what sports out there where kids and young adults move more laterally, pivot, twist than soccer? So these deceleration injuries or non-contact injuries are so common in these soccer players. So there's nothing better when you get somebody back into playing soccer again. It's unfortunate that we see some 14, 15, and 16-year-old athletes and see them get hurt on the field. It's tough to operate on them. I'm a dad. You know, I got kids. I got teenagers. Played a lot of sports. Breaks your heart to have to operate on them. But I'll tell you, nothing makes you feel better than 6 months later, and you hear about that first game. I went out and watched one of my lacrosse kids out of Gorman, 6 months and a week to the day of doing her ACL, and she's playing in a state championship. Just a fantastic experience. Such a proud thing for a dad, a coach, and certainly being their doctor.
Well, we go back a long way. We've been friends for a while. I'm thrilled we can do this on the radio and going forward. Dr. Cavetti, tell everyone how they can find you. I'll send everybody the website, the number, and hopefully we can get you in here in the studio here in the coming weeks here and talk more sports with you, Doc.
We're going to have to come in and bump some knuckles for sure. Cavetti Orthopedics is our practice. CrivettiOrtho.com is our website. We spend a lot of time on videos and things on to teach folks on our website. Take a minute. We got a mobile app on the phone as well, and it's CrivettiOrtho.com.
Thank you, Doc. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for making time for us today and your busy schedule. All the doctors here, we greatly appreciate it.
See you, JT.
You got it. There he is, Dr. Mike Cravetti and his partners there at Cravetti Orthopedics. Appreciate it. They're involved in the building. Mike and I go back a long way, at least a decade, and he's the premier orthopedic specialist in town here. We'll shoot out the website. We'll tweet it out. I already tweeted it out today, and good guy. Really good sports fan, and I'm excited we could fit him in here today. When we come back, of my conversation with Don Harris last night, from San Antonio, the authority on Kawhi Leonard and what has to happen going forward for LeBron to go first or Kawhi to go first. If I'm the Spurs, I don't move Kawhi. I don't do anything. It's a game of poker. You make the Lakers sweat it out. Or do the Spurs believe they're going to get their best offer right now?